A recent State Department cybersecurity management alert epitomizes the challenges agencies and IGs face in deciding just how secure their computers are. On one hand, State has been celebrated as the model for the government. It began continuously monitoring the health of its networks and using risk to make decisions in 2010. In fact, the Homeland Security Department is modeling the government-wide continuous diagnostics and mitigation program after State's success. But a recent report by the agency's IG says for a third year in a row, State has similar and significant information management problems. Auditors say State is facing undue risk. So who's correct? Well, both are, and that's the rub many agencies are facing. A government official familiar with the State Department's cyber efforts says the IG report is absolutely accurate. But the source says the IG doesn't take into account the fact that State, like most agencies, is facing dozens of recommendations and must prioritize which ones to address based on those associated risks. Now, at the same time, IGs are bound by the law to measure certain cyber compliance areas, some of which are more than a decade old. Kathleen Tai is the chairwoman of the IT Committee of the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. She's also the IG at the Education Department.
Now, I think DHS tries every year. And we provide input to them to make sure that they take into account sort of recent trends in information security and known cyber attacks and other information and trying to gauge what they're going to require us to do every year. But sometimes there is a disconnect. But I think that IGs try to use within the confines of the FISMA metrics, try to target on a risk-based way the work that they need to and the issues they need to.
Tai says IGs have to fill out the Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA, evaluation form, but they also have flexibility to look at other issues. But Alan Powler says the problem isn't having enough flexibility. Rather, it's the lack of understanding of what they're looking at. Powler is the director of research at the SANS Institute, which offers cybersecurity training. He says IGs and even those people writing the guidances don't have the technical skills necessary to truly understand how best to secure the systems. And therefore, IGs oftentimes are pointing out problems whose solution may or may not improve agency security.
The challenge for the IG is that they have only one set of directions. Their set of directions comes from NIST. That set of directions at this time is something in excess of 13,000 pages. No organization has ever, implemented those, including NIST, including GAO, including the IG shops. So they're using a set of measures that are impossible to implement, impossible even to read all the way through for normal human beings. And because of that, they can basically look in any direction, find fault, and force people to spend money to do things that may or may not stop attacks.
David Kotz is a former IG for the Security and Exchange Commission and now director with the Berkeley Research Group. He says his experience mirrors the problem Powler describes.
Yeah, I think that IGs try to take into account the changing cyber requirements, but it's often difficult. It's a big challenge, these types of issues for IGs. IGs often don't have the background in information security, and it's difficult for them to try to really understand the issues. I remember when I was IG of the SEC struggling with the FISMA audits because it was hard for me to understand exactly what the issues were. And, you know, I felt like that many times I was almost forced to take the agency's word for it because I wasn't in a position to understand it, to really argue with them. So I think IGs try, but because it's so difficult, often they look at sort of standard metrics and government-wide standards and don't necessarily always take into account all the different changing cyber requirements.
Kotz says he spent a lot of time with contractors and others trying to grasp the complexities of cybersecurity. Pat Howard is a former chief information security officer at the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Howard now is program manager for Kratos Secure Info. Howard says the knowledge of the IGs has improved over the last few years, but it really comes down to this. Agency CIO and CISOs need to take charge of the discussion.
When the IG comes in, then the CISO and CIO need to be right there with them, making sure there's no surprises on the evaluation instructions, what they're going to be looking at, how they're going to be looking at it, and stepping in and filling in any gaps. The instructions only go so far, and the agency has to explain how they should be translated and employed in their environment, in their agency.
Howard says agencies need to prioritize their biggest problems through a risk management framework and not rely on the IGs to provide the roadmap. That fact is one of the reasons why the National Institute of Standards and Technology tells agencies to tailor their implementation of FSMA guidance. Ron Ross is a fellow at NIST focusing on FSMA implementation.
The mission and business owners are really in command of this situation. They understand what the mission space looks like. They understand what kind of systems they need, the level of protection those systems must have in order to support those missions. And this is why in our most recent update to the special publication, 853 Revision 4, this is our security control catalog, we now have 861 controls, and people say, well, that's a tremendous number of controls, and how can we deal with them all? But the reality is that our tailoring guidance starts out with every organization. I mentioned the categorization, the low, moderate, and high impact. That gives you a starting set of controls which can then be tailored, which means you can actually eliminate certain controls that are not going to support your mission. There are many times when you can make risk-based decisions, not only eliminating controls, but adding additional controls where there are specific and credible threats that you understand are on the radar for your particular organization.
Ross says CIOs and CISOs must negotiate with the IGs on what is most important and what really needs to get fixed first. But Powler says that puts CIOs in a catch-22. IGs are still bound by the law to focus on specific areas called out by NIST and in FSMA. Meanwhile, CIOs must decide whether to focus on other areas they deem most risky, despite facing the strong possibility of a bad IG report and being hauled up to Capitol Hill. Powler says this is the reason why agencies spend billions of dollars each year on cybersecurity and their systems remain insecure. In fact, Senator Tom Coburn released a report Tuesday detailing the review of 40 FSMA audits and a wide variety of recent data breaches among agencies. Coburn finds since 2006, agencies spent more than $65 billion on cybersecurity and yet continue to be vulnerable to attacks because they aren't doing the basics to protect their systems. Which brings us back full circle to the State Department. Does the IG's report truly mean the agency is facing imminent doom? The government official who's familiar with the State Department's cyber efforts says several of the areas the IG pointed out are not among the areas the agency determined to be a top priority. And the official says until the IGs change their approach to how they review agency cybersecurity, the disconnect between policy and reality will continue. In part two of my report Thursday, I'll explore some of the ideas to better connect policy requirements with what's happening on the ground inside agencies. In Washington, Jason Miller, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.